Welcome to 5 Minutes Max, a periodic podcast from StuMax.com. Today's podcast, American Values. Hi everybody, I'm Stuart Maxwell, and this is 5 Minutes Max for January 3rd, 2005. I'm still working out some audio issues, so if you hear a lot of pops, clicks, and other mic noises, I do apologize. But remember our motto, hey, at least it's only 5 minutes. If even that isn't enough for you, you can find show notes and links at my blog, StuMax.com. Feel free to leave me comments there or email me at 5, at StuMax.com. Okay, ready? Here we go. What are American values? Beyond a civics class in high school or the occasional media discussion surrounding some Supreme Court case, we rarely as citizens have the opportunity to think specifically and deeply about the basic premises of our system of government. I've seen at least one survey which suggests that most Americans have a very strong intuitive grasp of the protections afforded in the Constitution, but at times of conflict, like the present moment, it's useful to take a closer look at our founding documents because these tell us what it means to be an American. These are our core values. For example, the U.S. Constitution clearly lays out some parameters for the treatment of the accused. The Fourth Amendment says that the government needs probable cause before it seizes a person or their property. Amendment 5 guarantees due process, meaning the government has to obey its own laws when prosecuting a crime. Amendment 6 promises for all criminal prosecutions a speedy and public trial, an impartial jury, and the assistance of counsel. Amendment 7 guarantees trial by jury, and Amendment 8 bans cruel and unusual punishment. In all cases, these amendments seek to limit government's power and to guarantee the fair and equal treatment of its citizens. In a more subtle way, it establishes a code of ethics for the way American government should behave. It defines, in a sense, what it means to be an American. Listen further to some of the complaints issued in the Declaration of Independence as justifications for rejecting the rule of King George. These also give us some strong clues as to the kind of government our founding fathers were rejecting, and therefore what kind of government they were trying to put in its place. Among other things in the Declaration of Independence, the American colonists complained that King George had made provisions, quote, for protecting the troops by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us and all cases whatsoever. They went on to claim that King George had, quote, abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. Again, the Declaration of Independence gives us some clues about what it means to be an American. King George was acting without fairness or justice, and the colonists claimed that it was their right to reject such a ruler. So, to be an American, in part, it seems to me, is to reject cruelty and abuse of power, and to embrace fairness, restraint, and justice. Obvious stuff, right? Well, the Geneva Conventions extend to prisoners and civilians in war zones the same kinds of rights and rules guaranteed to Americans in our Constitution, yet the current U.S. administration has refused to acknowledge its responsibility to observe the Geneva Convention in relation to prisoners held at the American military base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. In his post as White House counsel, U.S. Attorney General nominee Alberto Gonzalez, through a series of memos, argued that the Geneva Convention did not apply to al-Qaeda and Taliban prisoners, and evidence is mounting that the White House may have authorized torture for prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Now, what do you think this tells the world about our commitment to our American ideals? What do you think this says about our commitment to justice for all? The Constitution guarantees its protection to American citizens, but it suggests how we should behave towards all people. If we can find justification for denying due process to some, if we can reject the guidelines our founding fathers laid out for establishing a just and fair society, then what values are we embracing? I encourage you to explore our founding documents yourself and let me know what you think. To find them online, visit archives.gov or see the links in the show notes for today's podcast at StuMax, that's StuMax.com. Feel free to leave a comment there or send an email to 5, that's the number 5, at StuMax.com. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. I'm Stuart Maxwell. Join me some other time for 5 Minutes Max.